Chrysalis. An Unexpected Invitation by Christine Kringle. Beginning. Kelly Green was a pretty typical 18-year-old high school boy. He was decent-looking, but certainly not overly attractive. His grades were only slightly above average, and he didn't play any true sports except with his friends. In fact, he probably would have skipped the school extracurricular activities altogether if his school's college counselor hadn't insisted that he do something to show colleges on his transcripts. It wasn't that he didn't like anything at school. He just wasn't motivated to go beyond the minimal, and so for the last 4 years, he had just floated along. In the social circles of his school, Kelly was again pretty nondescript. He was liked well enough by both the boys and the girls, but never stood out. He would attend parties, but often gravitated to the fringes. He had tried dating a few times but was the recipient of the "it's not you, it's me" speech each time, so he didn't try after that. He would invite a girl he knew to the dances, but it ended there and he was content with that. It was the spring of his senior year, and prom was coming up. He was working on the stage crew of the spring musical and thinking of who he could ask to the dance when the oddest thing happened. Marie-Claire Dubois, the leading lady and perhaps the most desirable girl in school, approached him. Kelly had known her casually for his entire high school career, but it was well known that Marie-Claire had a college-age boyfriend that she had been seeing since sophomore year, so no boy had even attempted to seek a date with her since then. Besides, she was a very mature 18, and that intimidated most of them. "Kelly," she asked, "are you busy right now?" He looked up at this vision, set his saw down, and replied, "No, Marie-Claire, what do you need? Could we go somewhere private and talk?" She smiled politely, and he agreed. It was well after school hours, so the senior lounge was open, and they adjourned to there. He sat down at a table, but then sprung up and offered her a chair. After she had seated herself, he sat back down. "You know, Kelly, that was really nice of you. You're such a gentleman. So few boys at this school would have even thought to offer me a chair, much less stand up and do it. Annalise was right about you. You're special." Annalise Ryan was a girl from their school that had graduated the year before. She had graciously agreed to act as his date to the junior prom the year before, and they had a nice time, but he never felt he had made much of an impression on her. He was now realizing that he might have missed a chance by not pursuing her more aggressively. Marie-Claire started back up again. "The senior prom is coming up, and I was wondering if you had a date yet." Kelly was surprised by the question. Was the most desirable girl in the whole school actually asking him to prom? It seemed unlikely, so he answered in a fashion that made no assumptions. "No, not yet. I was actually just thinking about it when you showed up. Why, do you have someone in mind?" "Well," she smiled coyly at him, "I was kind of hoping you might like to take me as long as you don't have any plans." This was unfathomable. She had a boyfriend who had to be at least a junior in college by now. Why would she want him? He started to fear that this was some kind of practical joke that was being played on him, but still, a chance to go to prom with Marie-Claire Dubois was too great a prize to walk away from. "I'd love to take you to the prom, Marie-Claire, but I thought you had a boyfriend in college. Won't he want to take you?" "Oh, that," she chuckled. "I have to tell you a secret.